Whenever we celebrate Holy Week, we join Jesus as he celebrates Passover with his disciples. And as Martha mentioned, it's something that is inconvenient and often we wish to pass over. Now, for our Jewish friends, as well as those of us who are accustomed to our Old Testament readings, we know that we can find the rituals recorded for Passover, as well as the stories of why we celebrate Passover in the book of Exodus. This book in the Old Testament, which many of us know about because of Moses leading the Israelites out of slavery from Egypt to a promised land, happens in such a way where it is dramatic. And at the beginning of the book of Exodus, we are told that God sees, hears, and understands the need of his people, especially as they cry out to him for deliverance. And that we see in the book of Exodus that God not only sees, hears, and understands, but has the power to do something about their plight. However, God does not choose an easy way out, nor is it sanitized. In fact, for many of us, we would like to omit the stories of Exodus because they are troubling texts. They call us to see and hear a very violent and disruptive and chaotic scene, especially with those plagues, especially with those lambs and the blood on the doorposts and an angel of death that sweeps over. There is a brutality of the Exodus story that causes us to shudder. And like Martha, many times we too would like to skip over the bloody parts. But for the Jewish people, the paradox of the Passover was that they did not pass over it once it was done. They were called as a people to remember and encounter the story year after year so that they could too remember the ways that God would deliver, had delivered, and would again deliver them in the midst of troubling times. That like a good shepherd, they would have nothing to fear, even though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that God would be with them. And it is in this context of the Passover feast that Jesus gathers his disciples and helps them to understand the journey that he would need to take, that it would be violent and it would be troubling. There would be suffering and there would be questions. We would be caused to face parts of life that we would like to pass over. But we find with Jesus, there is no passing over the dark parts of life, that Jesus willingly entered into them so that we would know and understand that God could deliver us from anything. So this Holy Week, I invite you, as we step at the threshold of another remembrance of Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection, that you do not be tempted to pass over the hard parts. It is so tempting for us to want to skip to the good news, to skip to the chocolate, to skip to the alleluia. And it is tempting to do so because we know we are an Easter people and alleluia is our song. But in order for us to truly understand how God leads us through, we must be reminded that there is no bypass. We are not called to skip over, fast forward, or edit out the hard parts. And that when we do, or if we do, we do a disservice to ourselves and we prohibit God from entering into the hard parts of our lives as well. That when we allow God to walk with us through the most troubling times, when we choose to look once more at the face of the suffering Christ, we find that God, like a good shepherd, is able to lead us even through the valley of the shadow of death, and that we need fear no evil, for God is with us. His rod and his staff will comfort us. And so this Holy Week, I invite you to be puzzled and to let God join you as you journey through your greatest struggles, knowing that when you walk with God, you will be led to the other side. Amen.